morning, Bron.
Good morning, Kimmy.
How you doing?
Not too bad.
It's nice to see you.
Yeah, you too. You too.
So I thought, you know, we've been all going through the pandemic and there's been no travelling happening and borders have been closed within our own country.
Yes.
The vaccine has arrived. It's starting to roll out. So I just thought it might be interesting to talk to a travel expert such as yourself just to find out where the travel industry is sitting at the moment.
Well, it's sitting in a sort of an idle position, but
as a holding pattern.
A holding pattern. While we have many in our communities that are busting to go far, there's also, you know, you need confidence to commit to that. And, you know, the Australian market is certainly okay. And we just hope that continues that way. You certainly need to contact your travel expert to have a chat about what you can and can't do.
Yeah, you need that expertise behind you, I think.
You do, because it's up to us to, you know, to keep our knowledge up to date and know, you know, what's ahead and what we can offer for whenever you're considering to make the move beyond maybe beyond the border, but still even within your own state's okay as well.
Absolutely. Well, there's a lot of beautiful places in New South Wales that you may never have visited that your local travel agent can help you with. But not only that, you know, borders have started to open again, which is great. So Queensland's now back open, you know, Victoria. So we're starting to get less and less COVID cases, which is terrific. Now, one thing I was thinking about, because, you know, I like to cruise. I love cruise ships. I'm really fascinated with them. I know that international cruising is not going to be back in the near future, in the foreseeable future. But what about the thoughts of domestic cruising around Australia?
Well, domestic cruising, so there's still those announcements to come from the government. And even once that announcement comes through, if you sort of try and get your head around what's got to happen behind the scenes for number one, to get the ships back into Australian waters, and then, you know, making the ships all sparkly and shiny again.
No germies.
It will still be some time, but, you know, obviously, if anyone does know of that crystal ball, I'd love to have one. But, yeah, it'll still be some time from that announcement. But, you know, you'd think that the domestic cruising would be before elsewhere and beyond.
Definitely.
Yeah.
It must be just so difficult, though, for the cruise industry in general. I mean, the ships have been sitting there in the water just waiting for all this to be over.
That's right.
Like myself, I don't have a crystal ball, but my own gut feeling is, you know, we will be able to domestically cruise, you know, maybe in the next 6 months.
A lot of the decisions that we've experienced in the last 12 months or so, it's down to government, and, you know, you've got your federal, you've got your state. So it's working through all of those bodies to basically get a final decision. And then the cruise companies obviously have to have plan A, B, C and D to make it safe. But that must be hard for them, because they know that you know, you can travel on the land as such in Australia. But, yeah, it's certainly a harder situation, more complex, for them to be back.
I did notice that when I see the vaccines coming in on a plane on the television, it's with Etihad a lot of the time. And now, look, they're the first airline that have 100% crew cover and passenger testing. Is that right?
Yeah. So, look, we're constantly receiving updates from, you know, from all airlines. But, Etihad have certainly made it, you know, the priority, the top of their list for that to happen in their business. And, I'm sure other airlines will follow. Just depends on, again, what movement the airlines can have throughout the world at this time, and what's needed to make that happen.
Well, keeping in mind that in Australia, we're in a pretty good state with COVID. Can't say the same for Europe, can't say the same for the UK or the USA. Yep. So even though we're feeling here like we're coming to the back end of it, certainly around the rest of the world, not so much.
Yeah, that's right. There's still a lot to happen before we move as freely as we could, you know, back at the start of 2020. But, you know, it will happen one day.
But you know what? When all this is finished, you are going to get slammed as travel agents because people are going to feel like they just got out of 20 years of prison and they will want to spread their wings.
That's right.
And get on a boat, get on a cruise liner, get on a plane and go.
Go, yeah, for sure. And you know, as Australians, we do love to travel. We love to learn about other cultures and you know, experience what happens in other countries. So we will get back to that. It'll probably just be a bit different, as in, you know, how we move around and what's really required for that to happen.
Yep.
But that's why it's important when, you know, when the world does open up again, that you know, that you do seek that advice. Don't just rely on, you know, talking to a computer. Talk to a person.
Yeah.
You know, get in touch with your local travel expert.
Absolutely. We have to support our local travel industry here on the coast. Support local, shop local. That's what it's all about, and you'll get that loyalty returned.
Yes.
Brom, thank you so much for coming in and painting the picture of how the travel industry is going right now. And I really cross everything that soon you guys will be back up and running full steam ahead.
Yeah. I hope so too, Kimmy. And we really do appreciate all the support from the community, and you know, wherever you're listening from, please keep that in mind to support local, because it's really important.